بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من خاف أدلج ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل ألا إن صلة الله غالية ألا إن صلة الله الجنة كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and my dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us on this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jum'ah. Allah has given special importance to this day. There are special moments on a Friday in which our du'as are accepted. Maybe in the earlier parts of Friday, before Jum'ah, after Jum'ah, the time of Asr, before Maghrib, all these are very, very important times to increasingly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, on a Friday, we are told to increasingly recite darud and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as possible. A mu'min is a true lover of Allah and the true love of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And the people of Iman, they have strong love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked the following of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says that if you want to gain the love of Allah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you and Allah ta'ala will forgive you your sins. So on a Friday we read increasingly Darud Sharif. Every day we read 100 times morning, 100 times evening. But on a Friday, increasingly more and more reciting Darud than Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. And making dua in our hearts, that Ya Allah, fill my heart with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that I may follow the Mubarak practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closely. From the morning to evening, every amal that we do can become ibadat, even our eating, sleeping, going to the toilet, or dressing up, how you keep the beard. Every step, there are sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we can learn and practice. Just in drinking one glass of water, there are 6 sunnahs. You hold the glass in the right hand, sit and drink. Look inside, drink in 3 breaths, say Bismillah in the beginning and Alhamdulillah in the ending. So there are 6 sunnats and 60 nekis and rewards. For each amal, there are 10 times multiplied nekis. So for 6 sunnats, inshallah, we'll be getting 60 rewards. So how valuable is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are 4 important aspects. Zikr-e-Rasul, Fikr-e-Rasul, Muhabbat-e-Rasul, or Itaat-e-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I spoke to you about the true love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and making dua, Ya Allah, let me love you via the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zikr-e-Rasul as much as possible, Darud Sharif. as much as possible Darood Sharif. And Itaat Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as much as possible, following Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and encouraging others also. Allah Ta'ala told Hazrat Dawood Alayhi Salam, "O Dawood, bring my servants closer to me. O Dawood, you'll become my close servant. Bring my servants closer to me." That means remind them, meet them, speak to them. You'll become from my mukarrabin, my close servants. So, ek hai muhabbat rasool aur itaat rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will lead you to the muhabbat of Allah. And together with the zikr rasool is fikr rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. That what fikr rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, that how mankind may gain hidayat, starting from myself, that how I may get hidayat, the people around me, my house people, the people in my locality, and as far as wide we will go and speak to people about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and side by side make dua for the hidayat of mankind. Usually we hear the talk on salat quite often. You may wonder why many ulama come, they speak on this quality of salat. And then we take it lightly that, no, I've heard this thing before. But my respected elders and dear brothers, we should know full well that salat is that pillar of Islam. As-salatu imaduddin, faman aqamaha faqad aqamaddin, waman hadamaha faqad hadamaddin. Salat is that pillar of Islam, that whoever upholds his salat properly, he will uphold the deen well. And if he drops the salat, the pillar of salat, he is more likely to drop his deen also. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that salat with jama'at, with congregation, is from sunan-e-huda. It is from those practices of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which will keep you upon hidayat, which will keep you upon guidance. And then he says, "Lo annakum taraktum sunnata nabiikum ladalaltum." And then if you leave off the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you will go astray. You'll go off the sirat-e-mustaqim. So salat is one branch. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that if you hold on to that branch properly and you perform your salat with jama'at, it is likely to keep you upon hidayat. Therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, we should realize full well that every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is important. But we also find the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linked this ummah to the masjid. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam linked the ummah to the masjid. Because in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amal of dawa ilallah and dua was carrying on increasingly. Talim and ta'allum, learning and teaching was carrying on practically the whole day. Those sahaba were there in the first half of the day. And those who came at Zuhr time, they taught them what they missed in the morning. And likewise in the day the newcomers were coming, they were being taught the deen. Like that in the masjid, zikr and ibadat in the day also, zikr and ibadat in the night also. And khidmat, serving one another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person whose heart is linked to the masjid, Allah will give him the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. The person whose heart is linked to the masjid, Allah will give him the shade of the throne of his arsh on the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers. And one riwayat says, it is there in the Fazail Amal, that there will be three groups of people strolling happily on mounds of musk, small, small hills of musk. with no worry, while other people will be in the great confusion and worry what's going to happen. And from the three, first one is that person who learns the Quran well and leads the Salat in a proper manner, and the Musallis are happy with him. Therefore we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We've got so many huffaz with us, we've got Madaris, Darul Uloom, where the effort is being made on correct recitation of Quran and the rules and regulations of Salat and Talimuddin, the fiqh. It's a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that imam who leads the salat in the correct way, such a way that the musalli is happy with him, Allah will give him that honor on the day of Qiyamah. Just like there is an honor for the muazzin sahib who gives the azan, atwaluhum anakan yawm al-qiyamah, they will be on an honored place, heads raised on the day of Qiyamah, out of happiness that Allah will give them. And the second group will be those who call towards Salat. Those who call towards Salat. Everybody is hearing the Azan, but there are so many areas where 60%, 70% are not reading five-time Namaz. 60%, 70% are not reading five-time Namaz, my dear brothers. All around Durban, from Peter Marisburg to Spingo, you can count 100 areas. Marisburg got about 20 areas and surrounding still Havik. Phoenix got more than 20 areas. Vellum and Tongat got 20 areas. Mierbeng and Chatsworth and Shellcross, one line, 20 areas. Spingo Beach and surrounding another 10, 15 areas. About 100. 60, 70% are not reading five-time namaz. So do we feel that pain? That hadith says that man fatathu salatun faka'annama wutira ahluhu wa maluhu. One person missing salat, he has lost all his family and property. One person missing Salat, he has lost all his family and property. Yeah? Present crisis, we feel the pain of our Muslim brothers who are close to us. They are all staying around us in various areas. Many of them had to leave and go back to their country. May Allah make it easy for them. May Allah make it easy for them. Allah Ta'ala afiyat deve. Wherever the Muslims are in difficulty, in Gaza, in Palestine, so many thousands are in the refugee camps, they cry for the Ummah. But these amal, when they are lost, then Allah Ta'ala's gussa also comes, my dear brothers. And the hadith tells us that the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Anuh laku wa fina salihin, Ya Rasulullah? Would we be destroyed when there are some pious ones amongst us? He says, yes. When the evil becomes widespread. When the evil becomes widespread. On the day of Qiyamah, the pious will be separated from the guilty ones. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. So when this conditions came about in Zambia, about 50, 60 years ago, they wrote to the elders in India, Nizamuddin, etc. It says that make fikr for the Masjid Abadi. Many people were leaving Zambia and going away, especially the Asians. They were leaving Zambia and going away. I heard this directly from the people of Zambia, the Jamaats that came here. And many people were going away to UK, etc. At that time it was easy to go to UK, way back to India. And they were told to close their businesses down. And the elders advised them to change your niyat that you are staying here for Allah's deen, and how can we uphold Allah's deen and establish the deen of Allah. Change your niyat. And daily give time to the masjid. Extra time to the masjid. So alhamdulillah, many people started doing this. They started coming maybe to the masjid for masal time and giving time to the masjid. Those who still had their licenses in their business were closing up before asr. Even the non-Muslim and the Hindus saw this happening, they started closing their shops too. And in a short while, the government came back and gave them the license that you can restart your business. And a few 100,000 of the local Zambians came into Islam. And generally they have a, what you call, peaceful mahol. So this happened so many places, my dear brothers. This happened so many places. Many people came from Burma, Rangoon, they say. And they came back to India with whatever little belongings they had, they came and they left everything. Even the currency was cancelled. Even the currency was cancelled, that all the paper that you had in the safe, the cash notes, just wrap it up and put it into the fire to make your chai pani. Allah Ta'ala hame mushkilat se bachave. So my dear brothers, this is the system of the world, that Allah Ta'ala gives chance and grace, that Allah has sent us for His deen, to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And this is not only the work of Maulana in the masjid, or Hafizab, or on Jamaat, masjid war Jamaat, but it is every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am a Musliman, I eat halal, I seek from Allah, and I try to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and I have to give time to the masjid. Before that, give some time. And now it is VAT. Every invoice got it. Value Allah's time. Value Allah's time. Before our time is up. So I was talking about the Zikr-e Rasul and Fikr-e Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is part of a mu'min's life. Which is a part of a mu'min's life. And when will that fikr come? When a man works hard for his shop, he can't see any loss. When a man has worked hard for his car and the car is not working well, he'll get worried. He'll get worried. Why he made effort on the car? Like that, my respected elders and dear brothers, and when we will make effort for Allah's deen, some fikr will come. And at the same time, our du'as will increase, our shedding of tears will increase. And for this, we are asked to come out in the path of Allah, mashallah, on the next month, 8th, 9th, and 10th, 3 weeks from now will be the istima in Peter Marisburg. This is not all in a routine or a custom. Istima comes, istima goes. Ramzan comes and Ramzan goes. No, my dear brothers. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW tells us, Inna rabbika fi dahri nafahat fata'arradu laha. Verily from Allah Ta'ala's side, special breezes blow. Take benefit therefrom. Allah ki taraf se Rabbani lehre chalti hai. Allah ki taraf se Rabbani lehre chalti hai. Khub fayda utha lo mere bhaiyo. And Allah's promise, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. Surely Allah will help those who have the deen of Allah. Help Allah means help the deen of Allah. Allah's deen must come alive, mashallah, from our masjid here. About 5-6 jamaats go to Chatsworth, Amlazi, Lotus Park, Malagazi. Take out some time. This 3 days we ask in the month also is very short time. 3 days a month we ask is very, very short time, 10%. And you get the sawab for 30 days. My dear brothers, this tashkeel is there in the Quran from Allah's side. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. O you who believe, come into Islam in full. Come into Islam in full. Whether it is our mu'amalat, our dealings with the people, our mu'asharat, our social living, our i'tiqad, our correct beliefs, our ibadat, all this combined together with the fikr of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how we can go to the people. This is Allah's call. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, kum fa anzir, wa rabbaka fa kabbir. O the Nabi who is wrapped up in a shawl, stand up, speak to the people, warn them. Wa rabbaka fa kabbir, or Allah ki badai bolo. Allah ki badai bolo. Allah, amar Allah bade hai. Allah is so great. Allah is controlling everything. All conditions come from Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. Full authority belongs to Allah in the beginning too and in the end too. But good conditions to come, my dear brothers, those amal have to go up, which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the istima is a bahana of increasing our work also, inshallah. All set your dates, inshallah. 8, 9, 10, 10 from Saturday Zohar time to Monday Zohar time. Monday is a public holiday also. Take out some time, inshallah. And then the jamaats are coming out for 40 days, for 4 months. In conclusion, I just give you 2 incidents, my dear brothers, 4 points to ponder. That the late Maulana Ismail Sahib from this masjid, Maulana Gora's brother, when they came out for 40 days, that was the corona time, after a few days they were told back to return home. They were told to return home. So Maulana and his jamaat came in the masjid and made etikaf here, nafil etikaf, and with the phone call or somebody go and meet somebody and come back, but they spent the whole month in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala gave him the mouth in sajda took him to the Madrasa Masjid, and 300 students were witnessed there. Allah, Allah, sajde mein chale gaye. Sajda mein chale gaye. Example number two, in Vellam Masjid, one brother told his boss, he went in the Jamaat and came, I have to give time to the Masjid, Asar to Isha. Young brother, 23, 24, Maulana Dawood Sahib is there, Maulana Abed Sahib is there, they are witnesses. Our Maulana from Phoenix was giving the Bayan Juma time. This brother started giving his time from Asar to Isha to the Masjid. Boss said, you can't get full wages like that. He said, you can cut my wages, no problem. But he started giving time to the Masjid. And in the Juma Salat, that young man came in his Salat of Juma, he passed away. So therefore, my dear brother, we have also to consider ourselves that my janaza is not far away also. That's why the poet says, kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi, kya hame bhi usi simt jana nahi, zindagi ka bharosa nahi momino, jitna mumkin hai zikre khuda kijiye. Zindagi, there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee of our life. As much as possible, prepare yourself. May Allah Ta'ala give Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Jazao Khair. He gave us some training, he gave us some opportunity here, 30, 35 years ago. After a long time, I'm coming back and sitting here and thinking of Maulana, may Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. So by some mehnat karenge, inshallah, ishtima ke liye. Gashton mein jodenge, inshallah. Allah hum sabko kabul farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, bilmi. Those who did not make the sunnat, may please do so. Thank you.